Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The Doll Maker by Sarban. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure. Chapter 1. Paston Hall, with its beautiful and extensive grounds, so ran the prospectus, stands in a high and healthy situation, and while the school is surrounded on all sides by charmingly wooded, unspoiled country, which ensures complete tranquillity, communication with the pleasant old-world market town of Penterbridge is easy and regular. The girls are encouraged to lead a varied outdoor life, which includes gardening, games and riding, under careful supervision. Particular attention is paid to individual training in habits of mind and person, such as intelligent observation, initiative, acceptance of responsibility. Entire charge is taken of pupils whose parents are abroad. These phrases, and particularly the last, were present in the mind of Claire Lydgate one December night, as she crossed on tiptoe the dark prefect's room on the ground floor of Paston Hall, and gently drew back the oiled window catch. She saw Miss Sperrid carefully selecting which words to underline on the shiny glazed paper, and was revolted by the hypocrisy which, until recently, she had discovered to be the main element of the principal's character, and the main component of the atmosphere she had been breathing for the last 5 years. Claire climbed out of the prefect's room window and drew it quietly to behind her. The night was moonless, but the unclouded stars thinned the darkness, so that gravel paths and grass and the bulks of trees were just distinguishable. In two long strides on the tips of her gym shoes, she crossed the loose gravel of the path and gained the grass, where footfalls were silent. She glanced back at the school building once to make sure all the windows on her side were dark, then walked slowly, but with the confidence of one to whom the place was wholly familiar by night, across the short grass of the grounds. She went with bent head, neither observing the rare embroidery of the black sky above her, nor heeding the small night sounds of creatures awake in the school grounds and in the woods beyond the walls. The charmingly wooded, unspoilt country surrounding the school was as little known to Claire, or any of the Paston Hall girls, as was the pleasant old-world market town of Penterbridge. In claiming the countryside as one of the school's amenities, Miss Sperrid did not mention the rule which strictly forbade her students.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?